Mary Travis and Robert Kinsel.
Hi, my name is Robert Kinsel. I'm the CEO of Warner Music Group, which represents thousands of artists and songwriters and a historic catalog. But first, I want to thank Senator Blackburn, Senator Coons, Senator Klobuchar, Representative Salazar, and Representative Dean, and every member of Congress who has helped build consensus behind this bill, for recognizing the importance of protecting every American's visual likeness and voice, for their hard work with a wide range of stakeholders to develop a balanced bill, and for their leadership in building bipartisan and bicameral support on an issue that every one of us should be concerned about. Warner Music is home to an incredible array of artists and songwriters who are moving culture across the globe. And we're so proud to count iconic country megastar Randy Travis among the family of artists signed to us. And I'm especially, especially grateful to his wife, Mary, who could join us today and has been an incredible supporter and incredible help. A record label's job is not only to help amplify artists' creativity, but also to protect their rights, their livelihoods, and their identities. This bill will do exactly that. It will strengthen U.S. innovation by establishing a reliable framework for licensing visual likeness and voice rights. Randy's most recent work highlights the benefits of AI when used ethically to expand artists' creativity and careers. By making rules of the game clear, it will supercharge AI experimentation and bring more trustworthy products and experiences to market while protecting individuality and originality. It will also, very importantly, set an example that we hope other countries can follow. It's not every day that you can see music, film, TV, labor, and tech all aligned behind the same issue. I think it's a historic moment. This updated No Fakes Act provides an elegant solution to a well-packaged bill that's ready to pass. It will push the boundaries of innovation while protecting the identity and originality of all people. Now let's get it done. Thank you.
We've been joined by Senator Klobuchar of Minnesota.
All right. Thank you. Thank you to Chris and to Marcia for their leadership of this bill, and also Representative Salazar and Dean, as well as all the people here that believe in art and believe that art matters and that we need to protect that art and make sure that people understand that this is one of the biggest gifts America has given to the world and is actually a huge part of our economy. Everyone has their memories. Mine is of going to see Led Zeppelin in the cars and Aerosmith in Johnny Royer's van with four of my friends. From there, we, of course, in Minnesota, okay, I won't go on about Prince and Bob Dylan, but I will.